ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपतान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनो हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So today is the most auspicious Balaram Purnima, Sri Baladev's appearance day.
Yes.
So today we were thinking of reading one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form, text number 12. Sri Garga Uvacha.
श्रीगर्ग उवाच अयं हि रोहिणी पुत्रो रमयन् सुहृदो गुणैः। पृथक् भावा सङ्कर्षणम् उशन्ति अपि
श्री गर्ग उवाच
गर्ग
मुनि सेड
अयम
दिस
ही
इंडीड
रोहिणी पुत्र
द सन ऑफ रोहिणी रमयन प्लीजिंग सुहृदा ऑल हिज फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स हुनाई बाय ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज अख्याश्यते will be called Rama by the name Rama, the supreme enjoyer. Iti in this way, Bala Adikya, because of extraordinary strength, Balam Vidu will be known as Balaram, Yadhuna of the Yadu dynasty. Apritak Bhavat, because of not being separated from you, Sankarshanam, by the name Sankarshana, are uniting two families, Usanti attracts, Api also. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Gargamuni said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarshana. Translation responsibly, please. Gargamuni said,
this child,
the son of Rohini,
will
give all happiness
to
his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore,
he
will be known as Rama. Because he will manifest extraordinarily bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarshana. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Baladev was actually the son of Devaki. But he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in the Harivamsa, Prati Uvacha Tato Rama Sarvamstan Abhitasthitan Yadaveshu Api Sarveshu Bhavanto Mama Vallabha. Gargamuni did disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Sankarshan because of uniting two families, the Yadu Vamsa and the Vamsa of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as Kshatriya and other as Vaishya. Both families had the same original forefather, the only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudeva was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife and Vasudeva married a Kshatriya wife. So, although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now, Baladev united them and therefore he was known as Sankarshan. Hare Krishna. So this is today's Lord Balaram's appearance day. And I seek all your blessings to say something to glorify Lord Balaram and talk about his pastimes. And because it's not a... when I start reading about Balaram, then we understand how insignificant we are, and what we can say about him is like his glories are so many, and his position is so high, and he's none other than the Supreme Lord. But with our material conditioning, with our we can't really do justice to Balaram. It's very difficult actually. But at least on the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and all the blessings of Vaishnava, we can try to do little bit of scratch there. Only that is just scratching the surface of it, because we can't really talk about Balaram so much, because it's just a little bit of scratching the surface of Lord Balaram's glories. So that we can go in the rest of the life, we can try to read, understand, and then try to immerse into the pastimes of Balaram. So that with that, I just seek all your blessings, so that we can say something about Balaram. So Sri Balaram, Baladev, is none other than the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna, in the spiritual world, Krishna's first expansion is Sri Baladev. First expansion is only Baladev. From Baladev only, the whole thing, the whole spiritual, material, all this creation, everything is coming from Baladev. That way, Baladev is like he is the source of everything. Like Krishna is the source of everything, that's correct. But Krishna's immediate expansion, first expansion is Baladev. So from Baladev, the whole spiritual, material, all these worlds, everything is coming from Baladev. So we can understand this Baladev also is the Baladev. There are various ways of understanding Baladev. So in this today, what we are trying to do is what is the Baladev's tattva, and also what are the glories of Baladev and the mood of Baladev and some of the pastimes of Baladev. This is the time, whatever time permits, we will try to discuss. These are all the pastimes. So we can go up to 9:15 something. Is that okay? So this is like we all know in the past time when Mother Devaki had six sons, Sadgarbhas. We all know the story. When Sadgarbhas, they were like Kamsa killed this the six sons of Devaki. So the six sons of Devaki, it's mentioned in the Shastra, in the previous birth, in the previous Leela, they were the sons, sons of the Asura called Kalanemi, and they were like a grandsons of Hiranyakasipu, So they worship Lord Brahma, so they just ignored Hiranyakasipu, and then they wanted protection from Lord Brahma. So Hiranyakasipu got very angry. How come I am here, the supreme person, and you are going and you are seeking shelter from Brahma? You don't. This is like a, I reject it. So I curse you so that you will be killed by your father only. So this is the curse Hiranyakasipu gives to this Sadgarbhas. This is the six sons of that. So then that Kalanemi comes as Kamsa. In the next incarnation. So he has Kamsa, and this the Sadgarbhas, the six sons of who are born of Devaki. So they are all like the six sons of the previously they were cursed to die in the hands of his father. So Kamsa comes and Kamsa kills him. So this is, and now, so here we are reading, this is the seventh child in the womb of Mother Devaki is none other than the Supreme Lord Baladev, Sankarshan. So he is going to be called Sankarshan, because this is going to happen next. So here it's Srila Prabhupada explains in the, I'll use Srila Prabhupada's direct words, within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Sesha. Without difficulty transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So this is Lord Krishna instructing Yoga Maya to perform this act. What is this? Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Sesha. Without difficulty transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So Yoga Maya is given this potency. So because his handling Baladev is not easy. Baladev is the source of all creation. He is just an expansion of Lord, and Yogamaya has been instructed by Lord so that now you transfer from the Baladev, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Mother Rohini. Rohini is the eternal mother of Baladev. Rohini is the eternal mother. So, Baladev has a role to play. Baladev makes the preparation for Lord's descent. Baladev prepares everything for the Lord to come and appear. It's like his position is like he makes the arrangement for the Lord's appearance, Lord's descent. And also, Baladev also is the Guru Tattva. He's Adi Guru. Baladev is called Adi Guru. And all the Acharyas, everybody, they are like a representative of Baladev. Baladev has a very... So that's why we need Baladev's mercy. Without Balaram's mercy, we can't get Krishna's mercy. Because in the nice pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami, when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to join with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tried so many things. Didn't work. But until the time he got this Chidadohi Utsava, Danda Utsava, when we have that Utsava where he pleased Lord Nityananda, or who is none other than Balaram, then only he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same way, so as a Guru Tattva, he is the representative of all the Acharyas. All the Acharyas are representative of Lord Balaram. And out of his compassion, Balaram always has a plough in his hand. He has a mace also, but he has a plough also. Because he has this plough, he makes the heart is like a barren land. And he makes the heart, he ploughs the heart so that it becomes a fertile place so that we can sow the seed. Says the Nectar of Devotion, Brahmanda Brahmite Konu Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Bhakti Lata Beach, to sow the Bhakti Lata, this is a beach, he is making the arrangement with the plow because of compassion. The heart is a sitting fit place for Lord Krishna. And in the heart there are so many things like anarthas are there. So Balaram, he removes them. With the plow, he removes them. We have to pray to Balaram. Because we can ask for, because this is the best thing we can ask from Balaram. Because there are so many things. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, Damba. Big list of things are sitting there. So please, Balaramji, please give us. So that we can get a glimpse of this Krishna, the seed of Krishna Bhakti is sown. And then we can develop it. So Krishna, Balaramji acts as a Guru Tattva also. And Balaram also is like a Guru Tattva, and also he is the source of all creation. So this is like the Balaram, and also he is a servant of Godhead. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no doubt about that. And Balaramji also, he exemplifies service to Krishna. He exemplifies his service because he is the best servitor. He is serving Krishna in all capacities. Whatever capacity Krishna sees in the Krishna, he serves in the way of neutrality by creating all the material and spiritual worlds Krishna Balaram creates, and also he serves in the neutrality and also in the dasya. Even though he is an elder brother to Krishna, sometimes he is looking after Krishna, he is massaging Krishna. It happens reciprocation, because sometimes Krishna also massages, sometimes Balaram also massages. So as a dasya also, he is also serving Krishna, and also as and Sakha also, whenever they have to play, when they go out, they as a friend also, and also protector. He is a protector, he is elder brother, Gauji, and he is protecting Krishna. Everybody depends, Mother Yashoda depends on Balaram. Whenever Krishna, Balaram, they go out for pasturing grounds, he says, Balaram, you look after. As if like Balaram is the one who is supposed to look after. Because, and Balaram knows also. Balaram knows he is the Supreme Lord, what I can. But still, as an elder brother, he looks after Krishna in all possible ways. And also, in the Madhurya Rasa also, he is expansion as Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is Srimati Radharani's younger sister. And also, he helps in the Radha Krishna pastimes also. So like this, Balaram is like an all-rounder. In the cricket, they say all-rounder. So Balaram is like an all-rounder. He helps Krishna. In that, only his mood is how to serve Krishna. That's it. He does not have any other motive. Just serve Krishna. He served as Lakshman, Ramachandra Murthy. He was serving Lakshman. And Lakshman, actually he was really he wanted to do so many things. He wanted to say so many things. Being a younger brother, he can't do. So he was just like a kind of restricted. So then the next pastime, I'm not coming as a younger brother. That's it. So I'm going to come as an elder brother. So when Balaram comes, Krishna is naturally, he has to give some respect, being the elder brother. So that way, you know, like, he has to give this. So that way, even though he is elder brother, he is guiding and he is helping Krishna in all his pastimes. So this is Baladev's mood actually. And also, and when Baladev's bodily features are very nicely explained, so I'll just read a little bit. His complexion was just like a white lotus flower, like the full moon. So you can just see how Balaram ji looks. His eyes were brilliant, like lightning flashes, and his hair was the color of new cloud, yet brilliant like the sun. Such extraordinary beauty prevailed because he was none other than the Lord Sankarshan. So this is Lord Balaram's bodily feature. Because Krishna and Balaram, there are so many pastimes, Srila Prabhupada said, this Krishna and Balaram, there is no difference actually. Only difference is bodily hue, the bodily color. Krishna's body is a blackish cloud, that is. But Balaram's body is whitish. It's like, that's what is mentioned here. So like this, it's even though they are one and the same, but for the pastimes, he expanded as Balaram. And then Balaram is Balaram's expansion, all the quadruple expansion, for Chaturvyuga, second Chaturvyuga, and also all the Mahavishnu, Garbhodara Sai Vishnu, all this incarnation, Purusha Avatars, everything is coming from Balaram. So that we can understand the capacity or the strength or the vastness of Balaram. So he is like a completely everything. Whatever you can think is Balaram's glory only. So that is Balaram. And when Balaram was born, normally with the Vedic system, when the child is born, they do this Jata Karma and they do all the... So at that time, they asked all the sages, all the saintly people, and the astrologers, they told this person is going to be like all this, he's like foretold all these things. This is the person will be like this, he will be performing the wonderful pastimes and killing of this, all this. Everything was they could foretell all these things. So this is the before this this thing when these pastimes are going to happen. So everything is mentioned. And also when Balaram was born, everybody was so beautiful and he was like that, and there was only small one fault actually. He was a little bit mute and he was inactive also. Balaram, he was inactive. He was not, so everybody was wondering, what is this? This child is supposed to be like a Srimati Radharani. When she was born, she was like, she was kind of, eyes were closed. Everybody is thinking, what is this girl? So beautiful, but doesn't open the eyes only. No? Like the Balaram also was like that only. Until one day, Yashoda Maya picked up, because Balaram was born, Yashoda picked up, and then when she kept Balaram like this, then Balaram started opening his eyes and then starts smiling. Then he could understand, my Lord is situated within the womb of Yashoda. So now he just started experiencing so much joy. So this is the, so like that, like Srimati Radharani didn't want to see anything before, only want to see Krishna before he opened the eyes. Same way Balaram also wanted to remain like that, so that he didn't want to do any action unless otherwise he first has a touch of Krishna. So this is the Balaram's mood actually. So sometimes, you know, like this question is typically asked, especially in India, when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is this Rama there means? This is a very typical question actually. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question also. So Srila Prabhupada says, when the Rama in this Mahamantra, it can refer to Balaram, it can refer to Ramachandra Murthy. So there is nothing wrong, because there is no difference. There is no difference between, because this is like a Ramachandra Murthy and Balaram, because Balaram is a giver of pleasure and to Krishna and all the Vrajavasis. So at then Srila Prabhupada quotes this the verse from Jayadeva Muni, Jayadeva Kavi. He says, see, this is like a Jayadeva Kavi, he talks about three Ramas. One is that Rama is Parashurama. He talks about Parashurama, and then he talks about Raghupati Ram, and he talks about Balaram also. So he says in that song, Vaha Siva Pusi Vishadeva Sanam Jaladavam Halahati Bhiti Milita Yamunabam Keshava Drita Haladara Rupa These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. So this is Dasavatara Sloka, where this is Jayadeva Kavi. Jayadeva Kavi is explaining about Lord Balaram. So that way, the Lord Ram, whatever the Rama mentioned in the Mahamantra, is meaning Balaram also. It is not just like only Lord Ramachandramurthy. Yes, it refers to Lord Ramachandramurthy also, and it can refer to Balaram also. So like this, there are so many ways. So Balaram is helping all, and his mood is to serve Krishna. His whole paraphernalia, whatever the paraphernalia of Krishna, is all Balaram. Like Krishna's Brahmin thread, his bed, and his, all his paduka, everything is Balaram. Krishna, Balaram expands. We can see, he is equal to Lord in all circumstances, but he never forgets, Lord, he is supreme, I am his servitor. So the mood is very exemplary. Even though he is the supreme Lord himself, he does not consider himself like that, he considers himself as a servitor God. Servitor. So this is his Balaram's glory. And as we discussed, Balaram, he is called Balabhadra. Balabhadra means his auspicious strength from him to become a devotee of the Lord. Because Prabhupada explains the Bala here mentions in the lecture, Prabhupada says it's not the bodily strength. It's not a bodily strength we are talking about. It's the spiritual strength. Krishna, to approach Krishna, it's not just a bodily strength, it's not just required. Bodily strength needed, little bit needed, but we need a spiritual strength. And Balaram is the source of the spiritual strength. When we pray to Balaram, especially on this appearance day, we pray to Balaram so that we also become small instrument in the service of Srila Prabhupada. That is the prayer we can make, because because it's like when Ramachandramurthy was building Setu, this bridge he was building, at that time, like all these monkey soldiers, Hanumanji, everybody was throwing big boulders, big rocks they were throwing. So the squirrel also thought, like, oh, everybody is doing wonderful things, let me also do something. I also want to contribute towards Lord Ram's service. So he also wanted to do something. What he can do, his capacity is very little. So he was just like taking bath in the sea, and then picked up some sand and then deposited the sand while Ram is building that Lanka bridge actually. So Lord Ram was very, very affectionate towards that. And then Hanumanji said, you please get out of my way. No, Ram said, please, Hanumanji, your work is also important. And I am pleased with that. But I am equally pleased with the work of the squirrel. Because squirrel is acting to its capacity. You are acting according to your capacity. So this one point we can remember. Because we are, even though Lord is very, very big, he is like a Vibhu. He can do so many things. We are very insignificant. We are Anu. But what Krishna is looking for is like with my love and devotion, if I try to do little bit according to my capacity, Lord appreciates that. Because like Ramachandramurthy said, yes, we are not very big thing. We may not be able to big things. But at least if we can be instrumental in doing something in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, in pleasing Prabhupada or pleasing the deities, pleasing Krishna, so then that will be our success in life. So that for that we can pray to Balaramji. Balaramji, please bless us so that I can become an instrument in doing little bit service, little bit seva for Krishna. So that prayer we can make. So like this, there are so many things are there in the Baladev Tattva, and then the glories of Lord Balaram. So, and also there are so many pastimes of Balaram there, like we can try to discuss that. This is Balaram is Krishna Balaram when they were in the forest. So all these the friends, they were very very happy. This the Talavan, this is one, this is pastime where Balaram kills the Dhenukasura. The Talavan is full of the tal trees, and the basically the fruit is very very sweet. And the boys were not allowed to go inside because of the rakshas, that the Dhenukasura is there. And he, so everybody prayed to Krishna and Balaram, please, we want to have this. This is like a, it's Prabhupada explains, the cowherd boys are very very clever actually. They know how to get the things done. They just want Krishna Balaram. They want it. Krishna Balaram, we want to. Because this is like a, this is Krishna reciprocates with the devotees. And Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. So the whole mood is like they go and tell, like this is, we want to do that. So then this in this particular pastime, this is Balaram's turn actually. Balaram went and then he just shook this whole tal tree. Like this is like a, when Balaram is shaking this tree, that means it's like a whole big elephant is just like a shaking. All the fruits, everything is falling down. And then by hearing the sound, this ash demon, Dhenukasura, he just came rushing. Like this is like a, the mood of the demon is like a, I am here and somebody is disturbing. So Balaram just want a little bit of because sometimes when we see the rakshas being killed, the rakshas is like, Krishna does not need anything, just one stroke only he can kill them. But Krishna doesn't do that, because we can understand the original mood of Krishna. Krishna wants to fight. The whole idea, Krishna also wants to fight. We sometimes when we think we only want to fight, Krishna also wants to fight. So he also just, he was fighting with a little bit of Dhenukasura, and then he just picked up this Dhenukasura with the leg and then just threw him out of this thing. And then the whole thing, he just vomited and he just landed on a tall tree, and then whole tree collapsed. So like this, Krishna, so there also Balaram's mood is like how to please the Vrajavasis. The pleasing Vrajavasi is the inherent mood of Balaram. And whenever Krishna is in danger, so-called danger, Krishna is not in danger at all. And whenever Krishna is in danger, and Balaram is the one who assures or reassures the Vrajavasis, oh, nothing is going to happen. Because it's, when Krishna was coiled by the Kaliya serpent, Kaliya. So the serpent. So at that time everybody is, they are like, soon, what is happening? This is like Krishna is in danger, but Balaram is smiling. He says, no, nothing is going to happen. Because he knows this is Krishna. And that way he is giving assurance to the Vrajavasis that this is like you don't have to worry about it. So this is his elder brother, he's doing that. And also Krishna, Balaram kills Asura called Pralambasura. Pralamba comes as what? What is Pralambasura? What shape he comes?
Covered
by. Because sometimes the Asuras, they know different ways. You know, like, because I want to kill Krishna, the best way to kill Krishna is just, they were adopting so many methods. Right? All the Bakasura, Agasura, all these things. But this Pralambasura thought, I will come as a covered boy. Okay, then he's thinking, you know, like, I'll just go around with them and then they try to kidnap them or do something. But Krishna is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He knows everything. Oh, this guy is not covered by any. He's just like another asura comes like. So that then Balaram kills this Pralambasura also. And it's interesting, Balaram also, because Lord Krishna, when he is walking in the Vrindavan forest, he is Krishna is glorifying. And all the trees and creepers, they are just like bowing down to the lotus feet of Balaram. Because this is like the transcendental reciprocation. Because Krishna is glorifying Balaram. And then Balaram is, his whole life mission is how to glorify or how to please Krishna. So this is, these pastimes are ever continuing. And here this, this picture is not here. There it is. So that is another wonderful pastime. I used to be here only. Actually, every time whenever the Balaram Purnima comes, we used to see here. But the picture has moved there. So this is.
Sorry? It's more purposefully.
More purposefully. That's good.
Another pastime. It appears very striking when someone enters.
Okay. So that is wonderful pastime where this is like a Balram. He's enjoyed the pastimes, and then after enjoying the pastime, he also want to take a bath. So he called Yamuna, please come. Yamuna said, who are you? Why should I come? Because she didn't realize the glories of Balram. Okay, not that she doesn't realize, but sometimes in the pastime it happens. So Balram became very angry. So he started taking the plow and then striking that and making it into 100 parts. So then Yamuna Devi could understand, oh, this is Supreme Lord. I'm his servitor. So then Yamuna Devi just surrendered to the will of Balram. And there are a few other pastimes. I just load this actually, because this is so many are there. One second. The Kaurava pastime, where these Kauravas, even though they are very, Balram was very, very affectionate to Kauravas. Someone, that is one blessing they got. But this Kauravas was ungrateful. When Samba, Lord Krishna's son Samba, he kidnapped Duryodhana's daughter, Lakshmana. He kidnapped. And then these people, you know, like had a big fight, and they arrested Samba and then took him back to Hastinapur. This is the, they didn't have the courtesy, because this is, who is Samba? Samba is none other than Krishna's son. It's like almost like somebody gets Krishna's son as the husband, what is there to worry about that? But they thought, no, we are Kshatriyas, are big. So they arrested Samba. And then the Yadavas became very furious, and then they went and, okay, we ought to fight. Balram said, no, don't fight. Duryodhana is my fellow. I'll go and tell him. This is like as a priest. See how he comes down to the level, because why he has to go as a priest messenger? Like Krishna came as a priest messenger for Duryodhana. What is the need? He's the Supreme Lord. He doesn't have to go as a messenger and convey a message. He can just finish the whole Kauravas in one stroke. He can finish. But he didn't want to do that. He want to give that's why due diligence. He did. Yes, I will go as a peace messenger. I'll try to give good instruction. But if they don't listen, it's not their problem. What can they do? So that is Balaramji also. But when Balaram went, they insulted him. This is the atrocious thing. When Balram is the Supreme Lord, and then they didn't understand the glory of Balram, and Balram got very angry. When Balram gets angry, it becomes very, because he is also very pleased, and also it's like a Lord Shiva and Asutosh. Balram also, when he gets angry, he immediately said, now I am going to pull the Hastinapur into Ganga. That's it. His actions are like that only. Lord, because for us removing that fear is a simple thing. For Lord, nothing is difficult. We have to first understand. Because when we understand Lord's Achintya Shakti, Lord can do anything and everything. It's nothing is impossible for him. Then, because on that pretext only, we can start understanding. If we start doubting, oh, is it possible? I am not able to lift this one thing. How Lord can lift this over the hill and keep it for 7 days? That is your problem. Why you try to superimpose your problem on Lord's head? You have problem. You are limited. Your limitedness. And you don't try to superimpose your problems on Lord. Can do anything. And he can float the planets, all the orbits, everything he is doing. And after doing all these things, for him it's just like a small dot in his this thing. He's not a big, it's not like a Hercules, like trying to hold this, and then he's sweating and all these things. Nothing is like that. He is just like a swabhaviki. See, just like a normal, just like a business as usual. There is nothing big deal for him. So like that. So when Balram did, then Kauravas could understand, okay, now this Hastinapur is going to be in the Ganges. Better let us surrender to Balaram. And then they gave this Samba properly married to this thing. And Balaramji, in the Satya Yuga, there was one king called Raivata. King Raivata, he was there. So he went to Brahmaloka, because he had a daughter, Revati. He had a daughter, Revati. So he could not find a suitable match. He could not find a suitable match for Revati. So he went to Lord Brahmaji. Brahmaji, this is like at the time when Revata king went, there was some music concert was happening. So Brahmaji is in the music concert. After the music concert, what do you want, Revata king? He says, my daughter, I am looking for a match. By the time the Revata king went there, and this year that so many millions of years have passed. Because this is like a yugas are going, sahasra yuga paryantam. By all this, Raivata is like one of the manus. This is like a swayambhuva manu. This is like we have a Raivata, all this, the manu. That manu, he wanted to do that. But by the time all the yugas are fast, all you are just, Brahmaji said, don't worry. Now in this Dwapara Yuga, there is one personality, fit personality for your daughter. He is Balaram, so you can go and marry. But there was one difficulty though. When he came here, he saw Balaram. Balaram was small, and then Revati was so big because she is from a different yuga. What is this? This is like usually, normally, like a husband will be like, at least equal. We are all equal thing. We should not say that. Otherwise, we will be sued actually. If I say that, some wife should be less, if you say, how can you make it sit in the Vyasasam and say, at least equal, then nobody will say. So then Balaram used his plow. This plow, Balaram has a very handy thing actually. So he just used the plow, and then the Revati just brought her down to that Dwapara Yuga size, and so then they left. And then they married. So this is like a Balaram performed this type of wonderful pastimes like that. And Krishna and Balaramji, he didn't, it's interesting, in Mahabharata, Balaramji didn't participate. Like Krishna didn't also want to participate. He told Duryodhan, you both are dear to me. Actually, as far as Krishna is concerned, they are both are family members only. I don't want to participate. So I will be just like no astra sastra. I will be just like unarmed, and I will be just a chariot driver. And another person can take the Narayana Sena. So Balaramji also didn't like the whole idea of war actually. He didn't like it. So he said, I am going to go on a Tirtha Yatra. So Balaramji went on a Tirtha Yatra. But Balaramji, when the fight is finishing, at that time Balaramji came. At that time Duryodhan, there is a fight between Duryodhan and Bhima. At that time the fight is happening. And Bhima is fighting for many days. Nothing is happening. So then Krishna gave a clue. Yes, Krishna is a sutradhari. Without Krishna, Mahabharata, nothing. So then Krishna just showed like this thigh. This is the, then Bhima can understand, this is the clue here. Okay. So then, and there is a problem also. Because this is like so what happened was, at that time he was, and his whole thing was protected. Whole body is like a completely, made like a steel, like a con. Because Gandhar is bull. But only one place where it could not be protected was this thigh. There is not. So then Krishna knew that. So Krishna told Bhima that do this way. So then at that time Bhima did, and immediately Balaram got very angry, because Balaram is the guru of Duryodhan. Balaram knows all the gada, all the different ways how to apply. And there is a rule in gada yuddha that you can't anything beyond this thing, you can't strike. And he got it angry, very angry with Bhima. Then Krishna came and said, now you are coming towards the climax, you are coming. Aswatthama, Abhimanyu was killed, that was killed, this was killed. They broke all the laws. So sometimes that Krishna has to, otherwise the Balaram's anger can fix Bhima once for all. So Krishna came, no, you don't do that. Because that way, he understood that, because Krishna, you have a plan like this, what I can do. So like that, he surrendered to Krishna also in that way. So also Balaram also, when he was after the Tirtha Yatra, there was one big assembly where all the sages of Naimisharanya are sitting, and they are about to start a Mahayagya of how to counteract the evil effects of Kali, because Kali is coming. So the Romaharshan was the speaker of this assembly, and the Romaharshan was sitting in the Vyasasana, and then he was going to address all the sages. So when Balaramji entered the arena, all the people got up, paying obeisances, because Lord Balaram is the supreme Lord. But the Romaharshan, he thought, I am sitting in the Vyasasana. So this is like a Balram. It's just after all another person coming. He thought like that. He didn't understand the glory of Balram is Supreme Lord. And then Balram got very angry. What is this? You are supposed to teach by example. You are sitting in the this thing, and you don't know the value of who is who. Then immediately he picked up one kusa grass and then put on this Romaharshan, and then this Romaharshan died actually. That's it. He doesn't again, he's not like he has to take big astra and sastra to do anything. He's just like a just picked up. So this is then after that, like all the sages said, like we have gave all the blessings to this, no problem. Then the Suta Goswami, yeah, this is what the Suta is coming. The Suta, then that's what he says. Balaram, he then instituted Suta, the son of Romaharshana, as the leader of the assembly and continued with his pilgrimage. Because then, so Balaram is like teaching so many things, how to serve Krishna in various capacities. In all these things, this is like is a service exemplified. The example of service is Balaram. How to serve Krishna? He is the Supreme Lord, but he is teaching all these things. So on this day, we need Balaram's blessings. That's why this acharyas are saying, but this is like what is Narottam Das Thakur says, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Prema, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balokana Karo Ami Boro Dukhi Ami Boro Dukhi. We have so much difficulties, so many problems and so many situations. So we also just pray to God. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Karo Bala Karo Ami Boro Dukhi. So we just pray to Balaram. I'm struggling, I'm suffering. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, struggling is also a credit actually. Because in the material world, struggling is not a credit. But in Krishna consciousness, somebody struggles, then also he becomes a fit candidate to receive Krishna's mercy, actually, Balaram's mercy. We can pray to Balaramji, Balaramji, please, I'm struggling. Please give me a little bit of a ray of glimpse of your mercy, glimpse of your association. Then I can also be a little bit of instrument, like a squirrel. I can also do something for Prabhupada. Like that we can pray to Balaramji. And then we need, without Krishna's, without Balaram's mercy, we can't attain Krishna. So that is the greatest thing. So on this appearance day of Balaramji, he is very, very mercifully inclined. Even though he may get angry, but he is not getting angry for unnecessary things. So we have to serve him. And we have to pray to him that how can we remember, how can we remain loyal to Prabhupada, how we can serve Srila Prabhupada. See, that will give greatest satisfaction. Because when normally people go to the Lord asking for this, asking for that, so many things they ask from the Lord. But if somebody goes to the Lord, Lord, how can I serve? Okay, this mood of service, even though that is like that person is like, even though we may be very unqualified, we don't have anything, but still Lord accept, at least you have come with this some mood, so let me try to. So Balaram, that way he doesn't distinguish. As we know, the past time when Lord came as Nityananda Prabhu, he gave mercy to Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai did, because even though Jagai and Madai did hit Balaram or hit Nityananda Prabhu, so Nityananda Prabhu said, no, you have hit me, no problem. But still you continue to chant Hare Krishna. That is the mood of Balaram. Even though we try to do harm, even though we try to rebel, then also Balaram is very merciful. He is trying to give an opportunity. One day this fellow is going to wake up. So somehow that is why our hope is there. His hope is still there. Nityananda Prabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to kill Jagai and Madai, Nityananda Prabhu said, no, please don't do that. If you do that, then you have to kill the rest of the Kali Yuga citizens only. Because the more Kali Yuga, most of the people are in the category of Jagai and Madai only. So that's why the deliverance is in a different way. The mercy is given so that the killing is in the killing only, the demoniac mentality. So like that we pray to that Balaram ji today, so that we can also get some mercy from you, so that we can continue our Krishna conscious journey. We can continue to serve Shishi Jagannath, Bhardev, Subhadra Devi, Shishi Radha Vallabha, Shishi Gaur Nitar, and the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So that way, that is a very devotional prayer. We don't ask for Dhanam Dehi, Dhanyam Dehi, Putram Dehi, this Dehi, that Dehi. Instead, we ask for the Seva, asking for Seva from the Lord, or mercy of the Lord in that way. So that will be beneficial. So we'll stop here at this stage. So there are any questions or comments? So Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned that Balaram Ji became active after coming in and Mother Yashoda.
Yes.
And then when Krishna was in the womb.
Yes.
But you said that Balaram Ji became active after coming in and Mother Yashoda, when Krishna was in the womb, Mother Yashoda.
Yeah.
And we know that Krishna was.
Yes, so I also had a question.
And also, Acharya, if you can comment on that. Yes.
Oh, I'm not. Because what. This is what I read from that. I can give you the reference where it is mentioned, but only thing is, not like my capacity of this past time is not like my capacity is very limited. Of because it is mentioned that there is a how when Vasudha Maya lifted, how he Balaram sensed. So this is beyond my understanding. But the, I do have the reference for that. I can share with you. But then I also have the same question. When I say that, like, I also have the, how to understand that. So, but that is there in the reference. I will check with that. Let you. Anything else? Okay. So today let us take this opportunity to pray to Balaram and then get Lord Balaram's mercy. Shabalram ki jai.